Hello, Edgar.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Edgar. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Everything good. How are you?
So I'm doing well. Thank you for holding. I know there was a little bit of technical issues with getting the call over, but I'm so glad to be speaking with you. I know this is going to hugely benefit your company. More calls coming directly to you. Of course, you don't have to pay for leads or anything like that. Now, I know Tara does a good job of outlining our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I can just barely hear you, but I know that Tara wanted me to get you the details of the services. The calls do come directly to you, so you're not going to be paying for individual leads. You've got, of course, the ability to take on all the different types of jobs, flooring, painting, siding. We will build a website for you. And, of course, we'll make sure your phone is ringing. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, $299.00. So, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Is that something you're going to want for your business?
Yeah, but isn't that like a contract or something like that?
There is no contract. It's month-to-month. So it's completely at will. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, but we know you're going to want to keep it because our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. No contract, though. Now, I don't see a website. There's not a website yet for the business, right?
No, and if you get it, you want to make one for me?
We will, yes. We can build a website for you. There's no cost for that. The website's free. We're going to build it and maintain it, even host it for you. And, of course, like I said, no matter how many calls you get, it's a flat rate. You'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook, Apple Maps Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads, and, of course, that website. The business is JDN Siding, right? That's the name of the company?
Yes.
Now, I did notice the Angie profile. Are you using HomeAdvisor or Angie Leads?
Yes, I use that one.
Do you like it? Does it work for you?
This is my first week.
So new. Okay. I think you're going to like this more because you get calls. Calls instead of leads. Your leads with Angie, yeah, are, it's a phone number, but the same phone number that you get goes to your competitors. So it's hard to get a high conversion rate. Now, when we build a website for you, we'll talk about your company, your services. We'll put before and after photos on there. So people will be able to see the work that you do, and then they'll decide to call you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate with something like this, okay? Now, your business is service-based, meaning there's not really a showroom or a location that customers go to, right? The 250 Monteith Road, that's your home?
Yes, that's my home.
So we won't list that address for customers to see because you're out in the field most days, and I know you don't want people coming and knocking on your door. So you're only going to be listed city and state. And then Tara says you travel a little bit for the right job. We can focus on anywhere you want to travel for your services. For cabinets, floors, windows, doors, anywhere in your service area, specific neighborhoods that you want to be found. And then what is a good email address for your business? Because we're going to attach it to your contact form on your website. Most of the time, Mr. Garcia, you'll simply get calls directly to you, customers calling you. Now, on the website, though, they can fill that out and tell you what they need to have done. You'll get a text message and an email. So what is a good email address, then, either for you or for the business?
And I can give it to you, but, like, I'm driving, so I cannot use the phone.
Well, that's okay. You know, the bulk of this conversation will take place in a follow-up call with one of our technicians, but I do want you to be safe on the road. What is that email address for your business or for yourself?
It's Edgar Josue 32
at Gmail?
No, it's iCloud, but first it's like an A, but I don't know how to say that word.
Yeah, arroba, the at?
Yes, arroba, iCloud.com.
And you said that was Edgar, and then what came after Edgar?
Josue.
Could you spell that?
J-O-S-U-E.
Oh, Josue. J-O-S-U-E, right?
Yes.
Okay. But your last name is Garcia, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I know you're going to love this. I'm so excited for you, especially with us building that website. Do you have any photos of the work that you've done, like before and after photos for your business?
Yes, I got a bunch of that picture.
Good. Good. So we're going to add those photos to your website. Now, the updating of the website's included, too. So when we send you jobs, you can take more photos, and we'll add those photos to your website. There will never be any additional cost for that, okay? It's a flat rate, and it's, like I said, month-to-month, no contract. It's exactly $299.00. And, Mr. Garcia, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
I'm not sure. Visa, but I got a Bank of America normal card.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, so it's going to be either a bank, it's going to be a Visa or a MasterCard. If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa. If it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard. That's going to be a MasterCard. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end.
It's 52 75 1901 9299 2762.
So was that 5275-1901-9299-2766?
Yes.
The expiration month and year?
Wait a minute. Can you give me 1 second? I'm just going to pause the call a little bit. Somebody's called me.
No problem. Absolutely. I'll be here when you're ready.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Garcia, I am here.
Yes.
And you said the expiration date, the month and year?
Expiration date is 09/29.
09/2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
147.
147. So I have 147147 on the back. I've got 09 or September of 2029. And then, of course, that card was 5275-1901-9299-2766. And it bills at your home address, right? The 250 Monteith Road in Port Wentworth, 31407?
No, this one goes to 1003 US 80 Bloomingdale.
Okay, US 80. And the zip code?
31302.
Yes. Okay. Of course, that's in Bloomingdale. 1003 US 80. Okay, perfect. Now, I did want to add a security question on your account here. It's a simple question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with JDN Siding, even if it's you, Mr. Garcia, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you from time to time just to verify the answer to the security question. And in the future, if anyone calls you and they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, please do make sure that they know the answer and even the question. If not, then you shouldn't speak with them. If anyone calls you to tell you that you owe more money for your Google listing, that would not be us, and you should not speak with them. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Mr. Garcia, would you want for your security question?
Let's do my daughter's birthday.
Okay. I could do that. And what is the answer?
It's A17, 2024.
You said 8/17.
Yes. 2024.
2024. Okay.
Just put 24. 8/17/24.
8/17/24. Okay, so the answer is 8/17/24. Okay?
Yes.
And, on the card that you gave me, was there a middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Just Edgar Garcia.
Okay, Edgar Garcia. Now, because we're a Google Premier partner, Mr. Garcia, it takes about 3 minutes. I'm required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that in this case, we're actually going to include a website for you at no cost. Now, you can stop me if you have a question, but it's actually very straightforward. And I'll get through it as quick as I can. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Edgar, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online? I have JDN Siding, and you want JDN Siding, not JDN Siding LLC?
JDN Siding LLC.
You want to add the LLC. Okay, and I see that on the logo. I like the logo with the roof line and the hammers. So we'll have that JDN Siding LLC. And then, Mr. Garcia, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Edgar Garcia, and my business name is JDN Siding.
And you're the owner of the business, right?
Yes.
And Mr. Garcia, as the owner of JDN Siding, of course, Edgar, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business. You make all the decisions for your company, right?
Okay, and we can stop the contract. It's no contract, and I can stop it whatever I want.
That's correct. In fact, I have to read that part in just a minute or so here. For the billing information that you'll be using for our services, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that people are able to call you. So we do ask that you will respond to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Garcia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. So you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails and text messages coming from us and coming from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time. We are already aware of HomeAdvisor. The reason we ask is we need to make sure that your business information online is accurate. So if you hire anyone else who will create content for your business, please let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will. There is no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally, okay? All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, with it being month-to-month, with your setup fee waived, with your website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 10th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up. It is to the penny. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profit, so it's an exact amount. And, of course, there's no lead fees because the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, of course, Facebook paid ads, Siri on a smartphone, and the website is included as well, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. With recurring billing on the 10th of the month in the exact amount of $299, again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, month to month, no contract. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive an automated email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. Now, it's telling me that the card number is maybe not valid. I know that I read it back to you. And in fact, it's been encrypted at this point. I can only see the last four. But if you have that card handy, I've got September or 09 of 2029 for the expiration date. I've got the security code of 147 and the last four of 2766. Would you read the card number back to me? I might have missed a number there.
You're missing the last one because it's 2766.
2762.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Let me update that. Yeah, it's not going to let me update just that last number. and everything else got encrypted. So could you read the entire card number back to me? I apologize.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it right now. It's 5275190192992762.
So 5275190192992762.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got that updated in our system then. And like I said, you're going to receive an automated email through our automated tracking system. It has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy or if you want to type it into your phone, I am more than happy to give you that information now.
Just send me one text message with all the information because you, like I said, I'm driving.
Yeah, you'll actually get it by way of email, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same day or maybe the next business day if they receive the email very late in the day or after hours. You'll have the email address on that welcome email as well. You'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And when you receive that, I do want you to let me know because I want to walk you through a couple of things there. I do need to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about 30, 40 minutes. So I can get you in at 2 o'clock or this afternoon. There's a 3 o'clock, no, not 3, there's a 4 or a 5. So I could do 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you to receive that phone call?
5.
We'll schedule it then from 5 until 6. It is a 1-hour window. The call doesn't take all that time, and it should get to you fairly close to 5 o'clock, certainly within the first 10, 15 minutes, and then get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. At 4 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 5. And I'm also going to send you a calendar invite that is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but many people do. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. And you are bilingual, English and Spanish, right?
Yeah, just give me 1 second. My dad is calling.
Oh, no problem. I'm still here.
Hello?
I am here. Hello? I am here. Oh, yes, I am here. Now, is your business licensed and insured? You have the
old insurance for the siding.
Insurance for siding? Okay. Perfect. So, as far as like when you want to be found, are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When do you want customers to call you? Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5, 9 to 4?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Are you accepting anything besides cash and check? Do you accept credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Zelle, and cash.
Okay, so cash, check, and Zelle. And if any of that changes, let me know. So we do have your client interview scheduled, and that's going to be later on today. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. And again, that call is going to be scheduled at 5 o'clock today. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? You got a couple of them. You got a couple of emails from us. One says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Edgar, you don't have to open that one up now, but anything you send our way will help us get things going fast. So it doesn't have to be everything on there. But again, if you can send us photos of your insurance, if you have a business card, take a photo of that, your service vehicle, any tools or equipment. If you send us that information, it helps us expedite the process of getting you verified. And of course, you're going to want to send us photos so that we can build out your website. There is a additional email that I'd like you to open up, though. The one that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Let me see. Yes.
So open up that one. It's going to say something like, hello, Edgar. Welcome to Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words that say click here?
You say in the first email that you sent me, the second one or the third one?
Yeah, I'm not sure the order that you received them. It looks like it's the second or the third one on my end, the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Let me park in over here because I'm driving.
Yeah, I appreciate you being safe.
Yes, I see it.
So click on the two words, click here, where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the click here. It will take you to the local splash terms of experience. You can scroll through all of that. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I appreciate your patience. Of course, our main focus is going to be Google because that's everyone's main focus. You'll be listed on Bing too. We're going to do the Facebook ads. We're going to do the website for you. Do you see those three boxes? We want you to click all three of those boxes and then put your name in the box and hit sign or confirm signature. So all three of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the holder of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any time, no contract. Once you've got all three boxes checked, click in the long box that says confirm, or click here and type in your name, and then Edgar Garcia, capital E, capital G, so case sensitive for your initials, and then once you have Edgar Garcia in that box, click on the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing the website for you, that we've waived your setup fee, And then, of course, it lets us make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Now, you actually qualify. Okay. If it's asking you for your login credentials, don't worry about that. If it's taking you to your login screen, you don't have to do that right now. Your login credentials are on your welcome email, but at this point, although our automated system thinks your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, that's not really the case. We have to do your client interview first, but you will receive by text and email notification when your tracking system is active. At any point in time, you can try to log in. You just might get a message saying we're still setting everything up. Your login credentials are on the welcome email. So that email is important because it has our client support information, but also because it has your login credentials. Your username is your phone number, and it's in our system already. You cannot change it, but it's easy for you to remember. 912-224-0772. There is a default password, which is BeFound. You can change it at any time. That, again, is on your welcome email. You actually do qualify for us to do what's called Google Verified. That's a pay-per-lead service. At this point, you're not paying per lead, though. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. When you do want to do Google Verified, I can talk to you in detail about those services. Do you have at least $250,000 in general liability for your company, for the siting?
Yes.
You do.
Yes, I got and the big one.
Yeah, more than that. I mean, that's always pretty low, and most of my clients say they've got $1 million or $2 million. You don't have to have any licensing requirement for siting in Georgia. And of course, you don't have any felonies on your record, right?
No.
Okay. So you would actually qualify for Google Verified. It is a service that I want to talk to you down the road. Your leads are going to be fairly affordable, but right now you're just getting a flat rate month to month. When you do want to do Google Verified, your leads are going to be $44 per lead. And it's a very profitable place to be, and it's the very top of any search result where it is available. So I definitely do want to get your listing up and going, get your Google business profile up and going, and then once you do have that Google listing, then we can talk to you about Google Guarantee. I'm so glad that we're doing your client interview today. Again, that's scheduled at 5 o'clock. You'll get a reminder email at 4. I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Now, I know that you're bilingual, English and Spanish. We do have agents that are bilingual as well. I'm not sure who's going to get assigned to that particular account for that phone call at 5. But like I said, we typically do our client interviews either the first day, second day, even the third day. So getting it done today is going to make things happen a lot faster. Days 5 through 7, that's when your dashboard is going to be accessible and ready for you to see. From that point on, you have 24/7 access, and the reports update throughout the day. Your directory submissions will also be completed in that time. They want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and Facebook ads. It's usually faster than that, maybe 5 to 10 days. Just send us any photos that you have. You can send everything to the support email. Our technician will also give you photos, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash. You can email the photos team directly. Keep in mind, we'll update the photos at any point in time, update additional content. There's no cost for that. Days 45 through 60 is when everything really kind of fires on all cylinders, with ranking increasing over time. And no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, always continuous reporting, ongoing customer support and review, etc. So I'm really excited to get this going for you. I know you are going to love it. I hope I'm available at 5 when our technician's ready to call you, because I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Welcome aboard. Our technician will call you in that 5 o'clock hour. It might not be right at 5, but certainly it's a one-hour window for a call that only takes about 30, 40 minutes. They'll call you with or without me. Hopefully I will, though, be in between phone calls to join that call at the very beginning. and introduce you to your technician personally. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, Mr. Garcia. I'm very excited to earn your business 1 month at a time. No contract, but we know we're going to keep your phone ringing and you're going to love the service.
Okay, sounds good.
Real pleasure, Edgar. Thank you for taking the call, especially while you were driving. We'll call you back in that 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. Take care. Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye.